الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we had began reading what the author, Sheikh Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned with regards to the definition of al-Iman and its proper interpretation and explanation. And we were reading the statement that he mentioned, rahimahullah, closing this portion, or summarizing that which has proceeded from the beginning of this chapter. وَهُوَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَاعْتِقَادٌ يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ فَهُوَ يَشْمَلُ أَقَائِدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَأَخْلَاقَهُ وَأَعْمَالَهُ. So he closed this portion, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioning that al-Iman, it is a statement and an action and a creed. And it is statements, actions, and creed and belief. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. So therefore, it consists of all of the creeds of faith and the manners of faith, and likewise the actions of faith. So here, closing this portion, going back to what he mentioned in the beginning, rahimahullah ta'ala, that it consists of establishing the whole religion. Al-Iman, in reality, is the establishment of the whole religion. Whenever Iman is established properly, and the obligations of Iman are fulfilled inwardly and outwardly, and a man are legislated, then the entire deen will be established. This requires the establishment of the entire religion, inwardly and outwardly. If we look into the books of the Salaf and the scholars of Hadith from the early generations, and in many times we'll find that their words differ with regards to this interpretation, similar to what the author he mentioned here. And he had four different interpretations or four different wordings, but all of them, they have the same meaning. So now, after any reading what the author has mentioned and discussing this affair, it should be clear what is intended if we were to read some of the statements of the scholars of the Salaf, for example, whenever they would say, al-Iman qawlun wa amal. Al-Iman, for example, we'll find it summarized in some of the statements of the Salaf from the likes of al-Raziyain, like in the beginning of Aqidat al-Raziyain, the Aqidah of Abi Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zura al-Razi, when this famous treatise, small and brief, concise treatise and creed is mentioned. They began mentioning this affair. Abu Hatim al-Razi, rahimahullah, he died in 277. And Abu Zura al-Razi, rahimahullah, he died in 264. From the scholars of hadith, from the narrators of the hadith, they're from the transmitters who have narrated the hadith. Their narrations are found in the Kutub al-Sittah. And so they're the ones who carry these narrations to us, rahimahumullah. They mentioned in the beginning of this treatise that they have met any all the scholars from the people of the Sunnah in Hijaz and Iraq and in Yemen and in Egypt and in all these different lands, and all of them they say, al-Imanu qawlun wa amal, yazidu wa yankus, yazidu wa yankus. So here, what is the interpretation of this? And what do they mean by that? Qawlun wa amal. قول القلب وقول اللسان وعمل القلب واللسان والجوارح. So this is the case. This ibara here is summarized. قول وعمل. So somebody might say that they didn't mention i'tiqad, right? So some, like in the statements like this, we'll find them mentioning قول وعمل. Or even, for example, in the works of the likes of Al-Ajuri, rahimahullah, he died in 360, a little bit later, but still also from the narrators of hadith and from the scholars of the sunnah and the imams of the deen. And he has a work called Al-Sharia, and it's very well known with regards to clarifying the creed of Ahl-Sunnah. He'll mention in the likes of this, and he will say that al-Imanu qawlun wa'amalun wa'itiqad. Qawlun wa'amalun wa'itiqad. Is there a difference between the two statements? If someone were to say al-Iman qawlun wa'amal, or if we were to say al-Iman qawlun wa'amalun wa'itiqad, is there a difference in between these two statements, in the intent and the meaning and the understanding? Huh? Is there a difference? Oh, this one has two words and that one has three. but is the meaning the same? How is the meaning the same? Because the i'tiqad is the statement of the heart. The i'tiqad is a statement of the heart. So therefore, if whenever they say qawlun wa amal wa i'tiqad, the word i'tiqad here is to emphasize this affair, to further clarify this affair. Yani to further clarify this affair. And in reality, it's summarized in the statement, qawlun wa amal. Because what is intended by the qawl is the qawl of the statement of the tongue, and likewise the statement of the heart. So the tongue, it has a statement, and this is very clear. The statement of the tongue is to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The statement of the tongue is to recite the Quran. All of the statements of Iman, to make dua, to supplicate, to call on Allah, to advise your brother for the sake of Allah, to order the good and to forbid the evil. And all of the statements of faith and the statements of the deen that are done with the tongue, all of this is from Al Iman. But likewise, the heart, it has a statement, and that's the creed and belief. That's the foundation, the creed and the belief. This is the creed and the belief. That's the statement of the tongue. So it's included here. Al-Imanu qawlun wa amal. And also whenever we say amal, what is included in there is the actions of the tongue and the actions of the heart and the actions of the body parts. The actions of the body parts. Because the tongue, it moves. And likewise the heart, it moves. And also the body parts, they move. So all of this is faith. So whether the interpretation came and he summarized or mentioned in detail like the author he mentioned, any the end result and the intent of Ahl Sunnah with regards to this is one. So we could summarize it and say Al-Imanu qawlun wa amal. Or we can go even further than that and say like what he began with, Rahimahullah, the most encompassing definition that is a firm and a certain belief in the heart, an affirmation, complete affirmation for everything that Allah, He has ordered with and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to believe in and to comply to that inwardly and outwardly. to comply to that inwardly and outwardly. Or we could summarize that and say that it's a belief in the heart, a belief and a creed in the heart which consists of actions of the heart and actions of the body parts and a statement on the tongue. And a statement on the tongue. Or we could summarize that in another wording like he mentioned here, rahimahullah, that al-iman, it is a statement on the tongue and actions on the body parts and a creed and belief in the heart. Like this. Or even further summarize it, we could say statement and action. Or we can even say ilmun wa amal. Like this. And the intent of Ahl Sunnah with regards to that is one. That all of this is faith. Yani that everything that Allah has ordered with and commanded from the actions and the statements, any the actions of the tongue and the actions of the heart, the actions of the body parts and the creed, likewise in the belief in the heart, all of this is from the deen and all of this is from al-iman. So the last in the ibarah that he mentioned, huwa qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad, yazidu bi ta'ati wa yankusu bil ma'siyah, that it is a statement and the action and the creed, and it increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. So therefore it consists of the creeds of faith and the manners of faith and the actions of faith. And in some of the people of knowledge, they will say al-imanu qawlun bilisan wa i'tiqadun biljinan wa amalun biljawarih wal arkan yazidu bi ta'ati ar-rahman wa yankusu bi ta'ati ash-shaytan. In this manner, like this, that a creed, the iman, it is a statement on the tongue, it is a belief in the heart, and it is actions on the body parts, and it increases with obedience to Ar-Rahman, and it decreases with obedience to Ash-Shaytan. Ash-Shaytan, any which is obedience to Shaytan is disobedience to Ar-Rahman, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So all of the point now is that these different wordings and these different ibarat, they all have the same meaning. Alhamdulillah. They all have the same meaning, and the point, inshallah, is clear. So now the author, he is going to, after mentioning this summarized definition, he's going to start to explain in detail. He's going to bring more detail now. And then after that, he's going to start supporting this detail with evidences, detailed evidence. Rahimahullah ta'ala. So he says, فَالْإِقْرَارُ وَالْإِعْتِرَافُ بِمَا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى وَالصِّفَاتِ الْكَامِلَةِ الْعُلِيَى والأفعال الناشئة عن أسمائه وصفاته هو من أعظم أصول الإيمان. So he says, now to affirm and to confess, you need to believe with certainty, and to affirm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and to affirm for Him the actions that proceed from His names and His attributes. This is from the greatest fundamentals of faith. Yani the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what he's referring to here is that tawheedu al-ilmi. The tawheed al-ilmi. Or tawheed al-ma'rifa wa-ithbat. and in the knowledge-based tawheed, the tawheed of learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His names and His attributes and His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's referring to here, tawheed al-rububiyyah wa tawheed al-asma'i wa sifat. I need to mention this. We can mention that in detail like that. Or we summarize it and say, at-tawheed al-ilmi. And this is what he's referring to. To believe and to affirm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His beautiful names, the most beautiful names, and the lofty attributes of perfection, and to affirm for Him likewise the actions that proceed from His names and attributes. And so this includes tawheed al-rububiyyah and tawheed al-asma'i wa sifat. Where are these two aspects of tawheed at in this statement? Al-asma' al-husna wa sifat al-kamil al-ulya. This is tawheed al-asma' wa sifat. Wal-af'al al-nashi'ah an-asma'ihi wa sifatihi. This is al-rububiyyah. This is His Lordship. This is His Lordship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Creator. From His names is al-Khaliq, al-Bari, al-Musawwir. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, from His complete and perfect attributes is al-Khalq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nam. And also al-Taswir. He's the one who creates, and He is the one who forms and shapes, because He is the Creator. He is the originator. He is the one who gives everything a shape and His form. So therefore, this is from His names and attributes. He's the Creator, so therefore He creates everything. He is the one who has given, he is the al-musawwir, so therefore He is the one who has given everything a shape and its form. Everything in this creation, it has a shape and a form in existence, and Allah, He is the one who has shaped it and formed it in that manner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what he's referring to here. This is from the greatest aspects of faith. This is what he's referring to here. This is from the reason why the creation was created. Allah, He mentioned in His book, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin wa min al-ardi mithlahunna yatanazzalu al-amru baynahunna lita'lamu anna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allaha qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarified that He is the one who created the seven heavens and from the earth the likes thereof, and that His command descends between them, and then He mentioned the wisdom behind that. Allah, He clarifies in that verse that He is the one who created the heavens and the earth, and that His command is descending, and that which occurs according to His wisdom and His orders and His decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what occurs in His creation. يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنَّ. Why? لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. So that you may know that Allah has the ability to do all things. So that you may know that Allah has the ability to do all things, and that Allah, He has encompassed all things in knowledge. He has encompassed all things in knowledge. So learning about His names and attributes, one will understand this, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has the ability to do all things. Looking into the creation of Allah and seeing the beautiful actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how He has created the creation in the most beautiful manner. For example, the creation of the human being and how He's created from that fluid that is lowly and that is mixed in the womb in this manner. And then that fluid that is lowly turns into another creation, and it turns into blood, and then it turns into flesh, and then it turns into bones, and then ears, and then eyes, and then the heart, and then life comes to it, and then it grows. Allah, He is the one who created this. The one who created the human being from this affair here, He is definitely able to do all things. He is definitely able to do all things. The one who has providing for this creation in this beautiful manner, there are trees, and there are birds, and there are cows, and there are camels, and there is cattle, and all different types, reptiles, and spiders, and insects, and all of them, they have provision. And all of them are provided for, and all of them, and they have home and a place, and all of them, they know how to get their provision likewise, and where to go. And the bees, they know how to move, and the ants, they know how to move and to communicate, and the horses and the likes like this. It's an amazing affair. It's an amazing affair. And Allah, He's the one who created them and provide for them and sustain them. He's the one who gave them their shape and their form. He is the one who's providing for them their life. The one who is able to do this, He's able to do all things. So therefore, the one who ponders over the creation, he will realize this affair, that He's able to do all things, and that He has knowledge of all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will bring about the second aspect of tawheed. This will bring about the second aspect of tawheed, and this is what he will refer to likewise, and that is to surrender to Allah, to love Him, and to comply to Him, and to submit to Him with obedience. So after this, he mentions, rahimahullah, وَكَذَلِكَ الْاِعْتِرَافُ بِمَا لِلَّهِ مِنَ الْحُقُوقِ الْخَاصَّةِ وَهُوَ التَّأَلُّهُ وَالتَّعَبُّدُ لِلَّهِ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا min usul al-iman. And also likewise to confess and to believe and to affirm for Allah His specific rights, and to affirm for Allah His specific rights, which are at ta'allu, التأله والتعبد. You need to worship. You need to love Him, سبحانه وتعالى. To love Him and to revere Him and to honor Him and to submit and to surrender to Him with humbleness and humility. To love Him and to revere Him, to respect Him and to honor Him, سبحانه وتعالى, and to submit to Him with humbleness and humility. This is yani the right of Allah, outwardly and inwardly. He says here, outwardly and inwardly. All of this is from the foundations of faith. All of this is from the fundamentals of al-Iman. This right here is what is intended here is that Tawheed al-Amali. Tawheed al-Amali, also known as Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, or Tawheed al-Ibadah. And in the application of that knowledge, and submitting and complying to Allah in obedience and servitude with love and honor and humbleness and humiliation, he says outwardly, inwardly and outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. Submitting to Allah inwardly by believing in Him first and foremost, and then likewise with love and humbleness, and with hope and fear, and with trust and reliance, with tawakkul, and having thiqa, istiana, wa istiada, billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, inwardly. Inwardly, that when he relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his daily affairs, for bringing about the good that he hopes for in this life and in the hereafter, and prohibiting the harm, or removing the harm, or repelling the evil, and the foulness that he's facing, or the affairs that he dislikes and makes him discomfortable, and to be safe from that, he would trust and rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inwardly. Inwardly, worshipping Allah in this manner with this affair. And then likewise outwardly, by complying to the legislation in the manner that is prescribed and clarified in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of this is from the usul of al-Iman. This is the point from the author. All of this is from the foundations and the fundamentals of faith. The foundations and the fundamentals of faith. And he's mentioning here those rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla, at-ta'alluh and at-ta'abbud. Yani at-ta'abbud. And the foundation and the fundamental reality of al-ibadah, like Ibn Qayyim, he has mentioned, yani the state of worship. The state of worship is ghayatu al-hubbi ma ghayati al-dhulli wal-khudu', the peak of love. The reality of worship and the state a believer should be in whenever he's worshiping Allah, this is from Iman, and this is what is a special and specific right of Allah, is that one he has the peak and epitome of love, the peak of love for Allah, coupled with submission, the peak of submission and humbleness and humility. The peak of submission and humbleness and humility. This is ibadah. So whenever the body is making ibadah without this here, then this is very deficient. This is whenever the body is moving in the axis of worship, but the heart is not moving with love. The heart is not moving with humbleness and humility and love and hope and fear. Then the action of worship is very deficient, because the foundation of the ibadah is in the heart. And these actions that are on the body parts, they're proceeding from this. They're proceeding from this affair. So whenever the iman and the statement of the heart is strong and firm, then the actions of the heart likewise will be firm. And they will be strong and they will be beautiful. And proceeding from that will be the beautiful actions on the body parts and the beautiful statements. The author, his point now is to inform us and to clarify that all of this is from Iman, from the foundations of Iman, from the fundamentals of faith. So he says, Rahimahullah, وَالْإِتِرَافُ بِمَا أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَنْ مَلَائِكَتِهِ وَجُنُودِهِ وَالْمَوْجُودَاتِ السَّابِقَةِ وَاللَّاحِقَةِ وَالْإِخْبَارِ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ كُلُّ هَذَا مِنْ أُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ. And likewise to believe and to affirm everything that Allah has informed us about with regards to His angels and His forces and the creations and that which Allah has created and brought into existence any previously, and likewise that which will be created in the future and be in existence in the future, and likewise that which Allah has informed us about the last day. All of this is from the foundations of faith. All of this is from the foundations of faith. From the foundations of faith is to believe in His angels. We notice here that he says, "Rahimahullah, وَالْإِتِرَافُ بِمَا أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَنْ مَلَائِكَتِهِ وَجُنُودِهِ." That which Allah He has informed us about with regards to His angels and His forces. And so the rest of the pillars of faith, they proceed from that first pillar. The pillar of faith, believing in Allah, in the Tawheed of Allah, and the oneness of Allah, and the Lordship of Allah, and the beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection of Allah, and that His right is to be singled out alone with love and humbleness and obedience and servitude. This is the foundation of faith. And proceeding from that foundation, likewise, based upon that, is to believe also in His angels. And this proceeds from believing in Allah. To believe in His books, the books that Allah He revealed. So the angels, they're the angels of Allah. He created them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the belief in the angels goes back to the belief in Allah. The foundation is believing in Allah. And then believing in His angels, subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in His books and revelation, believing in His messengers. All the other pillars of faith, they proceed from believing in Allah. And this is seen in a number of verses and likewise in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, He mentions, كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُوبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. In this manner like this. So this pronoun, it refers back to Allah. All of them, they believe in the messenger and all of the believers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of the believers, they believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers in this manner like this. And likewise, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked by Jibreel, أخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. So this is the case, to believe in Allah and to believe in His angels. So therefore the fundamental of fundamentals and the foundation of foundations is to believe in Allah. Proceeding from this belief is to believe in His angels and to believe in His books. The foundation and the first and most important affair is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His oneness and in His tawheed subhanahu wa ta'ala. Proceeding from that is believing in everything that He has ordered and clarified in His book or on the tongue of His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we believe in the angels, the people of knowledge. They mentioned al-imanu bil malaika imanan mujmalan fima ujmil wa mufassaran fima fussil. To believe in the angels in general and that which has come in general, and in specific or detail and that which has come in detail. So in general, a believer, he believes in angels and that they're a creation that are created from light. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, خُلِقَتْ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِالنُّورِ in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. And mentioned many other narrations about them in general, that ayat likewise have come, لَا يَعْسُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do not disobey Allah and what He commands them, and they do whatever they're commanded, and their numbers, and that they are large, and that they have wings, and the likes like this. These are affairs that have been established in the authentic text. They are the authentic text in general. We believe in all of that. We believe in all of that. And likewise, specific detail has come with regards to some of them, with regards to the names of them. Some of them, they have been mentioned by names, and likewise, the functions that they have been entrusted to as well. We believe in all of these affairs and the details that have come. The angels that are writing the deeds, the angels that take the soul of the human being and bring the soul of the human being. All of these affairs, they have been clarified in detail. The angel Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, and that which they have been entrusted to. We believe in all of them by name and by function, and that which has been transmitted to us. Yani with regards to the details of those affairs and the numbers and their attributes and descriptions and so on and so forth. All of this we believe in. Alhamdulillah, this is included here. This is from the foundations of faith. This is from the foundations of faith. And likewise, he mentioned here, believing in the last day. Believing in the last day. The last day, this is the day of resurrection and the day of judgment. And it has a number of names. And all of this clarifying the greatness of that affair. Al-yawm al-akhir, it's the last day. And the dunya is finished after that. There's no more dunya. And then in the last day, what will come, and this is Yawm al-Qiyamah, wa Yawm al-Fasl, the day of resurrection, and the day of decision, wa Yawm al-Din, wa Yawm al-Hisab, wa Yawm al-Jaza, the day of recompense, and the day of accountability, and the likes like this, many different names, al-Qari'ah, al-Sa'ah, the hour, the al-Waqi'ah, the true, al-Haqqah, all of these are names for that great day. That day, that great day, يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ يَقُمُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. But the people of knowledge clarify that believing in the last day includes believing in everything that happens at the time of death. Because the people of knowledge, they mentioned that الْقِيَامَةُ قِيَامَةً. الْقِيَامَةُ قِيَامَةً. The resurrection is two types. قِيَامَةٌ سُغْرَى وَقِيَامَةٌ كُبْرَى. A major resurrection and a minor resurrection. A major resurrection and the minor resurrection. So the major resurrection is whenever Allah, He resurrects all of mankind on Yawm al-Akhir, Yawm al-Qiyamah, that great day when Allah, He will cause all of the people to come out of their graves and He will judge all of mankind, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the minor resurrection is the death of every soul. The death of every soul. At the time of death, everyone will realize the reality. But at this time, those who did not believe before, their belief will not benefit them. And those who did not work righteous deeds based upon their belief, that will not benefit them likewise at this time, whenever they see the angels, whenever death comes to them and it's clear for them. Now, the reality is that this time there is no faith that will benefit or deeds that will benefit, and based upon that faith that were not there before. So this is the minor resurrection. So to believe in everything that happens at the time of death that we have been informed about by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is believing in the Day of Judgment all the way until the resurrection and the scales and the hold and the sirat and the details that have come with regards to that and the gates of paradise and how they open and the gates of the hellfire, waliyadhu billah, and the honor of the people of Jannah and the belittlement of the people of the hellfire and how some people they will be on the A'raf and others will be cast in the hellfire and others they will be saved and there will be a shafa'ah and the events that leading up to the judgment and the coming and the people they will go to the prophets in this manner until they come to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asking for the shafa'ah for the judgment to proceed and the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wa ana laha," I'm the one that will do this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of these affairs, this is from the belief in al-yawm al-akhir. From the belief in al-yawm al-akhir. The believer, he believes in all of this. This is from the foundations of faith. This is from the foundations of faith. He says, وَكَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانُ بِجِمِيعِ الرُّسُلِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا وُصِفُوا بِهِ فِي الْكِتَابِ وَسُنَّةِ مِنَ الْأَوْصَافِ الْحَمِيدَةِ كُلُّ هَذَا مِنْ أُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ. And likewise, to have al-Iman and to believe in all of the messengers, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim, and that which they have been described within the book and in the sunnah from the praiseworthy traits, from the praiseworthy traits of humbleness and piety and righteousness and hoping for the reward and fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being submissive and being truthful and being honest and being patient and being diligent and being humble and the likes like this. All of these beautiful traits that the messengers and prophets have been described within the book, being chaste, ma'adhallah, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, all of this we believe in it. And all of this he's saying is from the fundamentals of Iman, from the foundations of Iman. And after this he says, rahimahullah, كَمَا أَنَّ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ أُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ الْإِتِرَافُ بِإِنْفِرَادِ اللَّهِ بِالْوَحْدَانِيَّةِ وَالْأُلُوهِيَّةِ وَعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَإِخْلَاصَ الدِّينِ لِلَّهِ وَالْقِيَامَ بِالشِّرَاعِ الْإِسْلَامِيَ الظَّاهِرَةِ وَحَقَائِقِهِ الْبَاطِنَةِ كُلُّ هَذَا مِنْ أُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, and likewise, from the greatest fundamentals and foundations of faith is to believe and to confess, you need to believe with certainty in the oneness of Allah and His divinity. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His divinity, meaning that He is the one who alone possesses the attributes of perfection. He alone subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses divinity and the attributes of perfection. And He alone is the one who is worthy of worship with no partners. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to single Him out and to make the religion purity for Him. To make all of faith, the faith in the heart and the faith on the tongue and the faith on the actions and the actions of the body part, to make the deen entirely for Him and to establish all of this, the rights of Islam outwardly and the realities of at Islam likewise inwardly. All of this he's saying is from the foundations of faith. All of this he's saying is from the foundations of faith. Where are these affairs at? Where are these usul at? They're in the heart. These usul here, they're in the heart. Yani the usul, the believing in the oneness of Allah, believing in the lordship of Allah, believing in the beautiful names and attributes of Allah, believing in the prophets and the messengers of Allah, believing in the revelation and the speech of Allah, the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in the meeting of Allah, the day of resurrection. All of these affairs, they're in the heart. Believing in the decree of Allah. All of these affairs, these are the foundations of faith. They're established in the heart. And from the greatest ways we will see of nourishing this and cultivating this and strengthening this is by pondering on the Qur'an. Is by pondering and reflecting upon the Qur'an and the Sunnah likewise. And there's so many, subhanAllah, so many verses and ayat that come in this manner that truly water and bring life to the faith and to the tree of faith. Whenever a person, he has knowledge of these usul, when a person, he has knowledge, detailed knowledge of these fundamentals, yani he has a good understanding of Tawheed, and he knows a number of evidences from the Qur'an and from the Sunnah, and likewise from the creation of the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, he has a good understanding of the belief in the Prophets and the belief in the revelation in the previous books, and likewise the Quran. He has a good understanding with regards to this. He has some background information with regards to the previous prophets and what they went through, alayhi salatu wassalam, and how the outcome was for them. And he has a good idea and understanding of these affairs, and likewise the angels, and so on and so forth. Then whenever he reads the Quran, and he ponders and he reflects upon its recitation, the iman will increase and it will grow. The iman will increase, bi-idhnillahi, and it will grow. And I mentioned an example that inshallah tonight or soon you will all ponder. I hope that we will all benefit from this in Surah Al-Mu'minun. And the author, he's going to mention the verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun specifically because of how it begins, describing the attributes of the righteous, describing the attributes of the believers, the true believers, mentioning a number of attributes, one after another. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He establishes the first affair. What was the first affair? At-Tawheed, Al-Ilmi. Establishing that Allah, He's the creator of the human being. Clarifying the stages of the creation of the human being. And then summarizing this in the most beautiful manner. In the most beautiful manner in just a few verses. And then clarifying the reality of the human being after that creation, that he's going to die. And then that he's going to be resurrected. And then that there's going to be accountability. And mentioning all of these affairs and mentioning some of the blessings of Allah likewise as a reminder. And favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the creation of the human being, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation. And then after that, after establishing this clearly, He says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Then we sent Nuh. Verily we sent Nuh. And then after that we sent messengers. And then after that we sent Musa and Harun. And after that we sent. And after that we sent. And He affirming the first, the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He is the creator, He is the provider, He is the sustainer, He is the one who shaped you and the womb in that manner. And verily He sent Noah. No, he was a real man. Alayhi salatu wasalam, and he came to his people. And he called his people. Ya qawmi ubudullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayr. Allah, He mentioned the story in detail. And the one who hears this, and he hears the tawheed of Allah, and he reflects over his own self, and he knows that he used to be a nutfa, and then he knows that he turned into a mudgha, and then that he was an alaqa, and then after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him out of the womb as a baby, and then He grew him until this day. And then Allah is clarifying all these in great detail in these few verses, and then reminding that one is going to die. And then Allah, He says, verily we sent Nuh to his people. Verily we sent Musa and Harun to their people. Verily we sent messengers and concession, tetra, time after time after time, until mentioning these affairs. This is called bringing in the heart the sincere belief that one, he believes, a believer, he believes in prophets. These are not stories of ancient. Like the disbelievers, they say, Asathir al-Awwalina, Nuh, he's a man, alayhi salatu wassalam. He was alive walking on the earth. He was alive walking on the earth. He called his people day and night, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us about. He's the first messenger. The people, they belied him. He built a ship, alayhi salatu wassalam, a great safina. And those who boarded, they were saved. They were saved from the anger and the punishment of Allah. And those who did not board, they were drowned and they were wiped out and they were destroyed. They were punished in this life before the hereafter. Waliyadu billah. So this is the case. And then after that, Allah, He sent messengers in concession. Some of them we know their names, and some of them we do not know their names. And we believe in them. Like this, we believe in Musa alayhi salam, a great prophet and messenger of Allah, and Harun, his brother, alayhi salatu wassalam. We believe in Jesus. We believe in Jesus, Isa. He's the prophet of Allah. He was born without a father, alayhi salatu wassalam. To believe in these affairs and to know and to understand these affairs, and then to read the Quran, and then to listen to likewise the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this cultivates this belief. And to a believer, he will have certainty about this fear. He would have certainty about this fear. He would not have any doubts about the fact that Jesus, He came, that Isa, He came, and that He gave life to the dead by the permission of Allah, and that He healed the leper by the permission of Allah, and He brought sight to the blind by the permission of Allah, and that He did not die, and that He was not crucified, and that He was raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He would descend in the end days, and He will come back, and He will apply the sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of this is from the foundations of faith. But the point now is that how this is cultivated and how it's raised by learning. As he mentioned in the beginning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has chosen those slaves, and He has planted in their hearts the seed of faith, the tree of faith. And then He has raised it and cultivated it with what? Al-ulum an-nafi'ah, wal-ma'arif as-sadiqah, with beneficial knowledge, with beneficial knowledge. So therefore, the cultivation and the means to nourish and for that faith to grow and to become strong is to have knowledge, is to have knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama al-ilmu bi at-ta'allum." Knowledge is only by way of seeking it. It's a favor and a blessing from Allah, but it doesn't come. One has to take the means to obtain it. Likewise, now we see the understanding or the wisdom of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man yuridi lahu bi khayran yufaqihu fi ad-din." That whoever Allah wants good for, give him understanding in the religion, understanding in these affairs first and foremost, so that he would have certainty, so that his tree will be strong, so that his tree will flourish, so that his tree will be good, so he'll move through this life with fiqh in the deen. That he'll go to work with fiqh in the deen. He'll come home with fiqh in the deen. He'll deal with his wife with fiqh in the deen. He will deal with his children with fiqh in the deen. He will use his jawad and his phone and the internet with fiqh in the deen, understanding in the religion. And he based upon these usul. Based upon these usul. Whenever he uses his phone based upon the fact that he believes in Allah. And he believes in the angels of Allah. And from those angels, the angels that are with him writing down what he says and he does. And what he types and what he texts. And what he looks at. And what he listens to. And that he believes that the books have been revealed and the messengers have come, and the clarification of what is permissible to do with the eyes has been clarified, and he knows that. And this is what has come from the revelation and the sending of the messengers, that which is allowed to do with your tongue and with your eyes and with your ears and with your hand, and that which is not allowed. This clarification has come, and those angels there are writing. A believer, he believes in these affairs, and that he will meet Allah on the day of resurrection, on the last day, believing in these affairs. Whenever they're firm, they'll stop him from the indecent and the lowly way. And they will encourage him and they will carry him to have noble manners in every aspect of his life, in public and in private. And so to be in touch with these usul specifically, daily. Even the remnants, some remnants of these usul are left in this society, even in this society today. What do they say about the date? What is today's date in the Christian, what do they call it? 2022. What do they say though? What did the Christians say? Gregorian, we might say that, huh? Gregorian, but they say? Huh? After death. They say AD. After death. After death. That's what they call it. They say 2022. What is it? 2023. AD. Huh? After death. Because they have AC, they have BC and AD. Right, right. BC before Christ. That was their calendar. Before Christ. Right. And then they have AD after death. After the death of Christ. This is what they claim. The point is that even their calendar is based upon belief. Although it's corrupted. Although their belief is corrupted. But there's remnants of this affair. The prophets are real. Allah, He sent prophets and messengers. Allah, He sent prophets and messengers, just like in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are remnants of the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu. There are remnants, even though it was corrupted. They still made tawaf, they still made hajj, they still making umrah, these affairs like this, but it was corrupted. But the remnants were there. And the remnants of the prophets, the belief in the prophets, the belief in the messengers. So this is something that is very important. And no one enters paradise except by believing in Allah and believing in the messengers, affirming this affair. This is it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Believing in Allah and believing in the messengers. By believing in the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we believe in all of the messengers. So this affair is very important to cultivate this in the heart and to be firm with regards to this and have no doubts whatsoever about the prophethood of the prophets and the coming of the messengers and the seal of all prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now he says, rahimahullah, and he to summarize, he's mentioning, just to clarify, that the pillars of faith, all of them are from the foundations of faith. And likewise, the application of that. And what that requires and necessitates. We understand that what that means. If we believe that Allah, He created us, and that we're going to go back to Allah, and that Allah, He has angels writing our deeds, what does that require for you to do? That we believe that there is a scripture, there is a scroll. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. It's going to be said to the people, read your own book. Sufficient today are you your own reckoner. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدٍ. Your Lord does not oppress anybody. So the one who believes, what does that require? What does that require and necessitate for a person? And then knowing likewise that the messengers have come. This is halal and this is haram. This money is good, you can have it, do what you like with it in these limits. And this money is not permissible. And you can't do it with your money, this right here. What does that require? Compliance, that he's going to not look at this and he's going to look at that. He's going to use his money here, he's going to take money from there, and he's not going to take it from here. And if the belief is firm, if the belief becomes weaker and weaker and weaker, then his hands and his eyes are going to, they're going to become loose. His tongue is going to become loose. But whenever the firmness, the iman is firmer and stronger, then a person, he's going to become tighter, firm. A person, he can be soft in his heart, but his heart will be firm. He'll be firm, but not be loose. He'll be firm, he'll be strong. At the same time, he'll be humble. He'll be humble. This is from having the tree of faith. This is from having the tree of faith. So these affairs here, this is what he's referring to. Now he says, رَحِمَهُ وَلِهَذَا رَتَّبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّجَاةَ مِنَ النَّارِ وَرَتَّبَ عَلَيْهِ رِضْوَانَهُ وَالْفَلَاحَ وَالسَّعَادَةَ وَلَا يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِمَا ذَكَرْنَا. He said, so now based upon that which has preceded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has based upon faith the entrance into paradise and to be safe and safe from the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made this the means. This is the means. The only means to enter paradise is with faith. And the only way to be safe from the hellfire is with faith. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has based upon this, based upon faith, proceeding from faith. Not only will he be admitted to paradise, but also based upon that faith, he'll be safe from the hellfire. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has based upon faith the pleasure of Allah and success and happiness. Success and happiness and bliss and felicity in this life and the hereafter. And he says, Rahimahullah, none of this occurs except with what we mentioned before. None of this occurs except with these usul here. And the application of that of those usul. And none of this occurs except with iman. And the proper iman. So then he says, مِنْ شُمُورِهِ لِلْأَقَائِدِ وَأَعْمَالِ الْقُلُوبِ وَأَعْمَالِ الْجَوَارِحِ لِأَنَّهُ مَتَى فَاتَ شَيْءٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ حَصَلَ مِنَ النَّقْصِ وَفَوَاتِ الثَّوَابِ وَحُصُولِ الْعِقَابِ بِحَسَبِهِ. He said, and none of this occurs except for what we have mentioned before. And this is because iman, it includes in entirety the creed that has preceded, and likewise the actions of the heart and the actions of the body parts. So whenever a person, he is deficient in according to one of these affairs, or he does not bring the obligation of some of these affairs, then the deficiency in his faith likewise will occur, a deficiency in his reward will occur, and that he will be exposed to the punishment accordingly, and according to fulfilling these rites, according to the creed in his heart, and the statements on his tongue, and the actions on his body parts, along with those actions of the heart, this will determine how great of a reward he has. And likewise, this will determine how safe from the punishment he is. Because we will find that there are the people who enter paradise, they do not enter in the same manner. And the people who are safe from the fire, they're not safe in the same manner. And so there are people who enter paradise after any in the beginning without any punishment, with complete honor and dignity and respect. And then there are others who enter paradise after being punished and after being cleansed in the hellfire. After being cleansed in the hellfire. And this is the case. So there's people that will go. There's people who believe they have iman. There are people who have these usul. There are people who have that tree. But that tree was deficient and weak and was not strong enough to save them from the fire. That tree is not strong enough to save them from the fire, to benefit them. The fruits were not strong enough. The branches were not good enough. The foundation was weak and deficient until it did not save him from the anger of Ar-Rahman. Subhanallah. From the anger of Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer has to learn these affairs and know these affairs. So according to this issue, this will determine entering the paradise and how one enters. And this will determine being safe from the fire and how safe he is. Because although everybody who dies with that tree in his heart, he's safe from abiding in the fire for eternity, he's not safe from entering the fire. He's not safe from entering the fire. This is the point. He's not safe from entering the fire. And the tree of faith, It will keep the person safe and from abiding in the fire for eternity and for entering into the fire, the entrance of the disbelievers, and to be disgraced, the disgrace of the disbelievers, but it does not protect him entirely from the fire until that tree is cultivated, until that tree is kept safe and kept good, until that tree flourishes and becomes strong and he has taqwa that will protect him from the fire, that will protect him from the anger of Allah by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So according to the deficiency of these affairs, will determine how much he's exposed to the anger of Allah, or how much he's exposed to the punishment of Allah, or how long he'll be delayed from entering into the paradise, or how much of the pleasure of Allah he would obtain, and the likes like this. So therefore, again, iman is the most important affair. The most important thing to be concerned with is one's own faith. Is one's own faith. And after that, the faith of those under his authority. After that, the faith of his family members and loved ones. To be concerned about the faith of one's family, and their deen, their religion. This is very, very important. This is very important. So now, the author, he says, بَلْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ الْمُطْلَقَ تُنَارُ بِهِ أَرْفَعُ الْمَقَامَاتِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَعَلَى الْمَنَازِلِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. That he says, rahimahullah, but rather, Allah, he is informed that with al-Iman al-Mutlaq, al-Iman al-Mutlaq. These words here, we maybe put a line on top of it. Al-Iman al-Mutlaq. We want to learn these this terminology here in great detail. It's very important. So he's saying, rahimahullah, that rather Allah, he is informed that by way of al-Iman al-Mutlaq, absolute faith, this is the means to obtain the high and the lofty ranks and statuses in this life, and likewise the high and lofty statuses and ranks in the hereafter. In the hereafter. And he mentioning some evidences and some proofs with regards to this now. But before we move on, we want to discuss this term here. Al-Iman al-Mutlaq. Al-Iman al-Mutlaq. There are these terms here that people of knowledge, they have to clarify the reality of Al-Iman. So Al-Iman al-Mutlaq, it means in English, absolute faith. Absolute faith. But what is intended here is Al-Iman al-Kamil. Al-Iman al-Kamil. Complete faith. Complete faith. So with regards to Al-Iman, there are a number of aspects how we have to look at it. And this is very important. As the author, he began in the many, before one can rule upon an affair, what does he have to do? Before one can make a judgment upon something, what should he do? Be able to visualize it. Be able to visualize it and to visualize and to comprehend it. He has to know the reality of it. And then after that, he'll be able to, inshallah, make the correct judgment and the correct ruling. So to summarize now, the people of knowledge, they mention, and this first summarization here is based upon the hadith of Jibreel. Alhamdulillah, we all know this hadith very well. And from the greatest benefits derived from this hadith here is maratib ad-deen. Maratib ad-deen, ad-deen wa thalathu maratib. Ad-deen thalathu maratib. Who knows them? Al-Islam, wa iman, wa ihsan. So this is from the greatest benefits that are derived, and many benefits derived from this narration. That which we want to discuss now is the issue here, maratib ad-deen. The maratib is the plural of martaba. Martaba is the ranks, any the rank or the status. So the religion is not all one rank and one status, rather there are three ranks. Rather there are three ranks. And in every rank from these three, there's ranks, there's levels. So the first level is the level of al-Islam. And those who are in this level, they're called Muslimun. Everyone in this level, he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. He has the promise of the Muslims, and he has that which is the Muslims have from the good of this life and thereafter. He has that promise, and that which they're threatened with likewise, and that which is upon them from rights and obligations, and so on and so forth. This is what is upon them. So this is the general population. All of the believers, they're Muslims. All of the believers, all of the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from this general aspect, they're all Muslims. So the next level after that is al-Iman, and this is a higher level. And the next level after that is al-Ihsan, and this is a higher level. So the people of knowledge, they make a circle. They make a big circle, like this. Outside of that circle is kufr and disbelief, wal-iyadu billah. Inside of that circle, the big circle is al-Islam. Everyone who enters into that fold, he's a Muslim, alhamdulillah. But becoming a Muslim, now there are obligations that he must perform. To be a Muslim, he must testify there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and then have enough faith, enough of these usul to correct his Islam. He must have enough, a proper amount of understanding of these pillars here that we discussed, that his Islam is correct by way of. But his deen is not complete. So after that, there are obligations that he must perform in order to reach the level of al-Iman. So we have the big circle at Islam, and inside of that circle is a smaller circle. And that's the circle of al-Iman. So to get to that smaller circle, there's obligations. There's obligations of faith that must be performed. And there are prohibitions that must be avoided entirely in order to reach that level. In order to reach that level. Those who do not reach that level, their faith is deficient. Coming into this circle, entering into the circle, that line here, now the circle at the bottom here, we had the disbelief here. Now this line here, the people of knowledge, they call it, in order to enter into the fold of Islam, you have to have mutlaq al-iman. Mutlaq al-iman. We don't want to get confused. Mutlaq al-iman. This means aslul iman, meaning that he has enough faith that he's considered a believer by way of it. That he enters into the fold of Islam by way of it. Entering into the faith, one now he has aslul iman. He's a believer. He becomes a Muslim. The scholars, they call this mutlaq al-iman. Mutlaq al-iman. Or aslul al-iman. Meaning he is a Muslim. He has entered into the fold of al-Islam. After entering into the fold of al-Islam, there are obligations of faith that one must perform. There are obligations of faith. It's an obligation that one must perform them. There's obligations that one must perform. There are deeds that he must perform them, and there are prohibitions he must avoid. By establishing his obligations in the manner legislated, hoping for the reward from Allah alone with sincerity and purity of intention, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by avoiding these prohibitions entirely, fearing the punishment of Allah azza wa jalla. Now a believer, he's traveling up the maratib al-deen. He's traveling up the ranks of the deen, and now in this manner he enters into the realm of al-iman. Al-iman. So to go like on a flat line here, you have down here, you have kufr. This line right here, on the other side, you have Islam. That line right there, that's called mutlaq al-iman, or aslu al-iman, the foundation of faith. Meaning he's a Muslim. After coming into Islam, there are obligations that one, he must provide, he must fulfill them. There are prohibitions that one, he must avoid. Obligations he performs with his heart, and first and foremost. Obligations with his hands, with his eyes, with his feet, with his body parts, with his tongue. Obligations, he must perform them. There are prohibitions likewise with his heart. He cannot do. He cannot rely upon the people. He cannot hope for the reward of salat from the people. He cannot show off and desire the reward of the actions of the hereafter, yani from the people. They're actions of the heart that one cannot perform. They're prohibitions. Prohibitions. And likewise, so he cannot have enmity and hatred in his heart. He cannot wish for the downfall of a believer. He cannot rejoice at the failure of a Muslim. Like these are prohibitions of Islam. He must fulfill these affairs in order to become a believer. In order to reach al-iman al-mutlaq, what the author he's referring to here, to have complete faith. This is by performing the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions entirely. So the one who is deficient in performing some of these obligations of faith, the one who is deficient with regards to avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions, his faith falls down accordingly. He leaves the realm of iman and he falls down, and now he's into the realm of al-Islam. He's still a Muslim. He's still a Muslim, but he's a Muslim. Naqisul iman. They call him mu'minun naqisul al-iman. Or they call him mu'minun bi-imanihi fasiqun bi-kabiratihi. That he is a believer with his faith, but he's corrupt and evil person because of his major crime, his major sin. Or they call him fasiqun milli. Fasiqun milli. And he's a fasiq, he's a corrupt and evil person, but he's from the millah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's from the Muslims, yani. But these are the terms they have for this person. Who is this person? The one who he has the foundation of faith, but he did not fulfill the rights of faith. He did not complete his faith, the obligations upon him. For example, from the obligations of faith is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, al-muslimu man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The true Muslim, the one who has the true faith, the true deen, is the one who the rest of the Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hand. So a Muslim who backbites the people, or belittles the people, or mocks the people, or whenever that somebody comes, he doesn't like them, from the brothers, for example, and then he turns his face, he stick his tongue out to his brother, clarifying that he don't like that person like this, belittling him or mocking him, or the one who uses his hand to slap or to strike or to swindle people's money like this, to take their money in his pocket while they don't know, or he'll sign the wrong, or he'll use his hand and he will take people's rights and the likes like this by signing documents, so on and so forth. They're not safe from his hand, then his faith is deficient accordingly. His faith is deficient accordingly. This is the one who has the threat of the punishment of Allah and the anger of Allah. This is the one, and he's a believer, but he's weak in his faith. So there are obligations of faith. These pillars and these foundations that he's mentioning here, for example, the pillars of al-Islam, neither are the pillars of the deen, but there are other obligations that must be fulfilled. There are other obligations that one must fulfill. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Min husni Islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi." From the good Islam of a believer is that he leaves off that which does not concern him. Everything that's haram, from the wealth and from the property and from the things that is not allowed to look at, all of this does not concern a believer. And he first and foremost, everything that Allah has forbidden, it's sacred. You can't look at it. You can't touch it. You can't eat it. You can't buy it. You can't obtain it. You can't use it. You can't get it. You can't have it. You can't benefit from it. All of this does not concern a believer. So from the husn, from the good Islam of a believer is that he leaves these affairs. So the one who partakes in these affairs, he has Islam maybe, but his Islam is what? It's not good. It's not good. It's not good. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has clarified this affair in more than one narration. He was asked about who was the best of the people. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned Yusuf alayhi salam because of his lineage. He said, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Arab. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, خيارukum في الجاهلية خيارukum في الإسلام إذا فقه. And the best of you in Jahili are the best of you in Islam, so long as you gain an understanding in the religion. So long as you gain an understanding. Somebody could come into the religion, and if he doesn't have an understanding, his Islam will not be good. Why? Because Islam is a tree in the heart, and that tree is based upon knowledge, based upon understanding, based upon truths and realities that are clarified in the Quran and the Sunnah. Proceeding from that is the religion and the deen. Proceeding from that is the religion and the deen. So again, we have the levels of the deen. So somebody, he's a Muslim, he's in the low level. He's in the level of Islam. To be a Muslim, just to be a Muslim, alhamdulillah, guarantees a person that he will not abide in the fire for eternity, but he's not safe from the fire. Islam, the foundation of that, does not save a person from the fire. What will save a person from the fire? Entirely? Al-Iman. Al-Iman. To have Iman. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned to the Arab, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدُقُوا الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِهُ. They accepted Islam in the very beginning. They said, oh, we believe, we're believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, don't say that you're believers, but rather say you're Muslims. Rather say that we have submitted. Because Iman didn't enter your heart yet. You need the true, the strong faith. And if they have the foundation of that, but it didn't enter their heart in this manner. So this is the case. And the level, the religion is these levels. So the foundation is at Islam. After entering into Islam, one has to perfect his religion. He has to fulfill the rites of faith. He has to raise up the ranks until he's a believer. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who have these traits, they're the ones who are safe from the punishment of Allah and the anger of Allah from the fire. And so this is the case. And so then after that level of Iman, there's a higher level called Al-Ihsan. And this is after fulfilling those rites, competing in the pleasure of Allah and that which is not obligatory and perfecting the obligations and so on and so forth. And this is the highest level. And even in these ranks here, not all of them are the same. Not all of the Muslims are the same. Not all of the mu'min, those who upon faith, the believers are the same. Not all of the people in the level of Ihsan, they're not all the same. Whether some of them are higher than others. Everyone according to his actions. وَلِكُلٍ دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا. Another terminology that is mentioned in the Quran, Allah has mentioned these three levels. The bottom level that's considered Islam, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, the one who oppresses his own souls. And then the one who is in the believing stage, المُقْتَسِد, the one who takes a middle course. And then the highest level, سَابِقٌ لِخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.